I'm Todd Brommelkamp with today's KGYM Sports View. The Kansas City Chiefs have a problem on their hands. Again. When news emerged earlier this week that wide receiver Tyreek Hill wouldn't face charges following an investigation into how his three-year-old son wound up with a broken arm, reactions were mixed. The DA in the case said he felt a crime had been committed, but there wasn't enough proof to move forward with charges. There still isn't, but on Thursday, the second biggest night in the league's annual calendar behind only the Super Bowl, news broke just hours before the first round of the NFL draft that a recording had surfaced, made by Hill's girlfriend discussing the investigation. It's disturbing, to say the least. On it, Hill seems to take pride in the fact his son is terrified of him and says Crystal Espinal should be too. The Chiefs released a statement on Friday saying they'll evaluate the tape and make the right decision regarding Hill. Kansas City knew Hill was convicted of beating his pregnant girlfriend in college and still used a fifth-round draft pick on him in 2016. Had they not, another team likely would have. The talent was clearly there, and so too was the baggage. In the NFL, the talent will always win out. As long as you're not taking a knee and you're not viewed as past your prime, there will be work for you. Look at Kareem Hunt, who was released by the same organization last season after video emerged of him striking a female in a Cleveland hotel. Hunt was signed by the Cleveland Browns. Frank Clark was acquired by the Chiefs this week to upgrade the team's defense. Clark accepted a plea deal in college that kept him from facing a domestic violence conviction prior to the 2015 draft. He fell to Seattle in the second round. And if you think this is just a Kansas City problem, take a look around the rest of the league. Tyreek Hill is a dynamic playmaker. Tyreek Hill beat his pregnant girlfriend in college and very likely broke the arm of a three-year-old boy who calls him daddy. It's disturbing we're even talking about second chances and rehabilitation here. More than disturbing, it's embarrassing. Sports gambling isn't legal here yet, but I'd bet I know how this story ends. Chiefs fans won't like it. Fans of another team may. Unless they have a conscience.